We're now joined at the podium by Coach Mike Gundy from Oklahoma State University. Coach, welcome and your thoughts about the upcoming season.
As always, we're very excited about the season. We've had a good offseason. We've got some really quality young men in our culture at Oklahoma State. Couldn't be any more proud of them. As I do this and have been fortunate enough to do this for a long time, I was driving the other day and I was thinking about the accomplishments that we have in our culture. And, you know, having 1,000 on the APR is awesome while winning games. You know, led the league and with 20 academic all-conference players, including Justice Hill, while winning games is awesome. Academic All-Americans, and just the way our guys handle themselves. I'm really excited about our coaching staff. I think we've got a terrific group and looking forward to Coach Knowles on defense and the system that he's bringing and watching our players compete 6 weeks or so, however long that is. So looking forward to the season, and we've got 10, 12 days here before we get started. Get out there and get after it, and get some guys that hadn't been on the field a lot. You know, it's interesting for us this year. We've got several positions where we have a lot of experience, and then a couple positions where we don't have any at all. So that'll make it fun.
Okay, we'll take questions for Coach Jenny. We're going to start with you about halfway back on the aisle.
Hey, Mike. Jenny Carlson with the Oklahoman. We've heard that you have termed Taylor the guy. Does that mean he's your starter at quarterback? And sort of a secondary question to that, with this new redshirt rule, could that play into how you use what looks like at least three guys that could play quarterback for you this year?
When we came out of spring, we felt very comfortable with Taylor. And so certainly going into August, he's our guy. He's been with us a number of years. He understands our offense. We're confident in his abilities. We don't have a clue what we're going to do with the new redshirt rule. We'll have to get together in August and see how it plays out.
We have a question on the rear right-hand side.
Hey, Coach. Kyle Porter with Pistols Firing. Just wanted to get your reaction to Mike Holder's comments this summer and to see whether you agreed or disagreed with what he said about recruiting.
I would much rather talk about football. I'd hate to waste a day talking about something off the subject.
We had a question up here on the front, right on the aisle.
Hello, Coach. Bob Akhiri with Reddit College Football. What should we expect to see from your defense this season under Coach Jim Knowles compared to previous seasons?
You know, Glenn was great for us for a number of years. We needed a change. And I think Coach Knowles' approach and how he's handled our defense will be different. The 4-2-5 is considerably different than what we've done over the last few years. I'm really as interested and as excited as you are to see what happens. I like watching him coach. Very intriguing person. I think he's a great teacher, and his mannerisms and the way he goes about getting information across to our young men. So I would say more of an aggressive approach, but I'll be learning just as much as you do as the season progresses.
We got a question on the aisle, right up here in the front on the aisle. Kurt, then we'll go to Cedric.
Yeah. Kurt Bowles from the Austin American Statesman. Mike, obviously Oklahoma is a big favorite in the preseason poll, but with all the losses they had and throughout the league, does the league look as wide open for a lot of teams to come in there? You've seen it in a while?
Oh, I think there's a number of players in this league that that make it interesting. A little bit of a rebuilding year from what's been fantastic quarterback play over the last few years for most of the schools, us being included. Some of them have returning guys. I think the quarterback play is so important in this league and for that matter, maybe everywhere in the country. But teams change. You know, as we've talked about earlier with Coach Knowles and our defense, how well we can play early in the year will be interesting. But I know there's enough talent on teams in this league to play very well each Saturday. I would go back to the round-robin format of Big 12. I think that's why it makes it very interesting. You really don't have a chance for a letdown any of the Saturdays in the fall.
Question on the in the middle.
Cedric Golden, Austin American Statesman. Coach James Washington, Marcel Aitman are gone. 130 catches, 21 touchdowns last season. Who are some of the guys that are going to have to step up, and even more so with Mason gone as well?
Well, Taylor, we talked about him at the quarterback spot, but you know, James and Aitman and Chris Lacy, for that matter, have been fabulous for us. Not only as great football players, but very humble young men that love being on our team. Jalen McCleskey, who's here today, Tyron, who's been with us for a year, transferred over, Dylan Stoner. We've got some guys that have made a number of plays for us that will have to play a bigger role this fall. I think the interesting part of that question is how well our quarterbacks can play early in the year compared to the immaturity that we have at the wide receiver spot in comparison to Washington and Aitman and Lacy, and then while hanging our hat on our running game with Justice and the young backs that we have that we think are going to be really good college football players.
We had a question on the front, and then we'll go to the far back.
Mike, Scott Fritsch and GoParrotGet.com. Bill Snyder question. You know, he's 79. He came off the cancer last year. Were you surprised that he came back this year? And you're also the only remaining Big 12 head coach that was here during his first tenure at K-State. What have you seen change with them through these years?
Honestly, not a lot. Am I surprised that he's coaching? No, I'm not. I'll be surprised when he's not coaching, in my opinion. But I haven't seen much difference in his approach. And obviously, when I was an assistant, I didn't have the relationship that I have with him now when I'm at functions like this and meetings and such to be able to spend time with him. But certainly not surprised he's coaching. And the everyday operation and or game day approach with this team is very similar to what it was when I competed against him as a player in 1989.
Question all the way in the rear on the right-hand side.
Coach Kyle Porter with Pistols Firing. What area of the team or program do you feel like you're better at this year than maybe this time last year?
Well, I would think that we have improved at the corner position. We played two young corners last year, and there were times those guys got beat up on a little bit just with youth. While doing that, though, they were gaining valuable experience, and I thought both of them played considerably better the last four games of the year. So I would hope that we'll be better just from an experience standpoint at the corner position.
Got a question about halfway back, Brian.
Hey, Mike, it's Brian Baldinger from Fox Sports here. You said during the spring, Mike, that you'd be shocked if your offensive line wasn't better than it was last year. I know you brought in grad transfer Aaron Cochran. Kind of curious what he looks like. You know you can't miss him. But I would think that with some of the competition going up to quarterback position, it could be countered if that offensive line is better than it was a year ago.
I think that our offensive line will be better than last year. We've got four young men that'll get quality time that have played a lot of reps against quality opponents. I know that our overall size and strength combination will be better. We will have one position that we won't have any experience at, but we've been down this road before. And I've always felt like you needed seven offensive linemen to stay fairly healthy and be competitive in order to have a good offense, meaning you need two centers and you need a roll guard and a roll tackle, and I think we'll have that this year. So I'm excited about those guys. We do have a couple young players that if they pick it up quick and they adjust well to Saturdays, who could make us considerably better in the latter part of the season.
I had a question on Jenny about halfway back on the right.
Hey, Mike, to follow up about Taylor, you talked about how good he was in the spring, but I'm just curious about his evolution over the summer. This is obviously the first summer he's been around without Mason around, so I assume his role may have changed. But how has he approached the summer, and what have you seen out of him in that regard?
You know, it's interesting, Jenny. I have not seen him since April, the end of April, early May. I know that he's there in training and in school. They only give me information in the summer if there's a problem. So I prefer to go 4 to 6 weeks and not hear from anybody at all. The demand for them in the strength conditioning with Rob Glass is a big part of what we do. And once we get back into the office in about 10 or 12 days, we'll get a report on the leadership that was provided by our veteran players and sometimes our incoming freshmen. And so I haven't heard anything about it, which means that it's going very smooth. Everything's as planned. But Taylor is a very intelligent young man. He's very humble. He understands hard work. He's put his time and effort in. And I would expect him to have had a really good summer and have done everything that Coach Ursic has asked him to do in bringing our team along in our summer workouts.
We got a question in the middle, about halfway back on the left side.
John Warner, Waco Tribune. Mike, Justice Hill has had a couple of great years. What are your expectations for him this year, and how much better can he get?
Well, he'll continue to improve. You know, he's young. He's just going into his third year. I think when he showed up as a freshman, he vertical jumped 40 inches. So his leg strength, his power, his experience in playing in games, his understanding of our offense, his pass protection, all that got considerably better over the year. Your first year, you're kind of finding your way. Your second year, you start to learn how to play the game at this level. And in your third year, it's really a year you can just go out, if you're as talented he is, and relax and play. I would expect to see that from him. He's done fantastic in school. He'll be graduated this year in 3 years. He's been a great leader for us. We've been very lucky at Oklahoma State that we've had really, really good players who are great people. They're very humble, and they take care of their business every day. And he certainly falls into that category.
Got a question on the aisle. Barry?
Yeah, Barry Trammell with the Oklahoman. Mike, you guys are sort of on the forefront of the uniform trend with all kinds of different combinations and new looks. Why do you think that's become so important, and why are uniforms in general so important, whether you change or whether you don't?
You know, we live in a world with young people, the Generation Z, the kids that we coach nowadays, and it's all about bling and social media, and can I get my story out there, and what do I have on, and what do you have on? And that's the trend right now. Those are the young men we're recruiting. So we cater to where our sales could be, the sales that can help the company roll, and this is what the company and the business we're in is recruiting 17, 18-year-old young men. They're fascinated by colors and bright lights and things that move fast. We've been very fortunate that our administration understood that years ago. We were probably a little bit ahead of the times. I think now most everybody, for the most part, is catching up. But that's the world we live in now, and so we're just trying to keep up with the Joneses as we move forward.
Question on the island, real far to the back, right side.
Hey, Coach, Nick Kruger with Rivals.com. Just kind of expanding further on what you were just saying, seems like a lot of, and there's been other conversation too about facility upgrades and things like that, but there's been a lot of creative recruiting events going on at different schools around the country. What are some of the things that you've kind of done that you feel are unique in the recruiting process outside of uniforms and all that?
You know, it's interesting. With the recruiting rules this spring, I think most of us were somewhat in the dark on exactly how it would all play out. It didn't play as much of a role as what we thought, in our opinion, right or wrong. It changed some, for example, official visits and how you're going to handle them, and big promotions on those days, whether it's your spring game and such. There were changes, but in the end, I thought it played pretty close to the way it has in years past. And we haven't changed a lot. We're pretty consistent in the way that we operate, you know, at Oklahoma State, in our culture. we're proud of the success that we've had in the classroom, on the field, and out there in society. And so we don't budge a lot. We always look. We always listen. We're willing to try new things if we think it could actually and or directly affect us. If not, we stay pretty close to the vest. So I think you're going to see more changes based on the people that are willing to do it. But at Oklahoma State, we don't change a lot.
We have time for a couple of questions if anybody's got a question. Got a question on the aisle, and then we'll right behind them.
Scott Wright with the Oklahoman. Coach, you've used the word culture several times today. We hear it a lot throughout the season. Can you kind of define really what that means to you?
Well, our culture is something that was created over a period of years. It's not something that we put down on paper and for lack of a better term, for a goal board. As I watched, I saw young men that could grow and develop, young men that became problem solvers and not problem creators, young men that could identify what their future was going to be, how to graduate from Oklahoma State University, be productive on the field, be productive in society, give back to the community, give back to the rest of the people that see them as a role model. And respect, character, and integrity is a big part of what we do. We want to win a lot of football games. We want to be competitive. We want to win a Big 12 championship. But we also want to be able to put a young man or a young man in a position that when he finishes in 4 years, that he can go out there in the real world and get a job and take care of himself, take care of his family, take care of his kids. That's really the culture that we've created. I'm most proud of that, more so than anything that we've accomplished at this time, as I sit back and watch it, and having three sons of my own, and ultimately knowing that Little League baseball, summer baseball, 7-on-7s, football, whatever it may be, at some point that's all going to come to an end. And what kind of a product did we put out there? That's really what we're responsible for. Now, don't take away, don't think I'm trying to say that winning and losing is not important, because that's not it. Competing is very important. But our culture is also very important.
This will be the final question for Coach.
Nathan Ruiz, the Oklahoman. Coach, what are your thoughts on the new transfer rule, and what direction would you like to see that change or continue to go from where it's at now?
As I follow it right now, it's not affecting Oklahoma State at all. We haven't put a restriction on a young man transferring in 3 or 4 years. Years ago, we used to say you couldn't transfer to a school that we were going to compete against and or in league, but I can't remember. It's been 3 or 4 years that we said, hey, if a guy wants to go, he can go wherever he wants. I think that's fairly consistent with the direction they're going. Whether or not they decide to penalize a young man 1 year or not, I haven't paid much attention to it. But as it is now, it's fairly consistent with the way that we've operated at Oklahoma State.
Okay, Coach, thank you very much for your comments, and we appreciate it. Have a great season.
You bet. Thank you.